so much work that goes into the production of a Broadway play and so much anxiety attached to the opening night, when good reviews can mean job security and adulation for years to come, and bad ones can plunge you into oblivion. It's an ideal setup for comedy, which loves trouble, and the playwright Terrence McNally knows whereof he speaks. In its original version, the show that became It's Only a Play closed out of town. It went on to become a Broadway hit full of delicious theatrical inside humor. Now it's making a transcontinental leap to the Hawaii Theater with Joe Moore and a cast of well-known local players. And Joe's with us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Chris.
I guess the first thing to say is it's very unusual for a play to come to a regional theater that quickly after its Broadway run.
We got really lucky. I had seen this play on Broadway and approached Mr. McNally and said how much I admired it and would love to bring it out here to our beautiful historic Hawaii Theater.
Uh-huh.
And we would be doing a professional production as a benefit for the theater. And he thought about it for a couple of days and said, sure, I'll grant you the rights. And at the time, I was too dumb to know that that's not how it works.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, normally you go through the publishing house that owns the rights. Well, because he had totally reworked it from the earlier version, it's almost, I'd say, 90% a new play for anyone who might have seen it when it ran off-Broadway in the 80s and then in L.A. in the 90s. This, you're going to see a different play. to grant the rights is almost unheard of, to get them right from the playwright while it's still running on Broadway. Now, it is just closed this past Sunday, and so we become the first theater in the country to do it following its Broadway run.
The setup of the action is a delightful one because, you know, whenever you can have people with sort of seething anxieties, you've got a recipe for comedy, right?
Yes, and it gets you this behind-the-scenes look at an opening night Broadway party. Upstairs, while the raging party is going on downstairs with all these big stars, upstairs in the producer's luscious bedroom, there are some principals that are commiserating and sharing their angst over waiting for the all-important New York Times to review to come out. Linda Pearl, national actress, Broadway and TV and films, we were lucky to get her to play the producer. So it's taking place in her apartment. The play's author, played by our Hawaii actor Paul Mitri, and his best friend, a former stage actor who's turned down the play for a TV series, that's the role I play. There's a diva actress who, shall we say, knows her way around pharmaceuticals. That's played by our Kathy Foy, and she's going to bring the house down with her portrayal. There's a young, off-the-wall British director played by Ryan Wusterwald, who was a former UH theater major and now a successful actor in New York. He's coming back for this. There's a vicious, pretentious theater critic who has snuck into the party for reasons I shall not reveal here. That's played by Tom Holowak over at the Poliku Theater. And a just-arrived from Hawaii wannabe actor who is checking coats at the party. Desmond Gila plays that role, and that is our cast.
So everybody's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yes,
right?
There's a lot of backbiting and gossip and name-dropping, and I swear to goodness, it is the funniest play I personally have ever seen. Not just been part of. You know, I've done Odd Couple and The Honeymooners and Heaven Forbid out here. But when I saw this on Broadway, I was just dying with laughter, as was the audience. I mean, it was a blockbuster hit. They were extended twice, and it's just hilarious. Especially for anyone who likes live theater, either as an audience member, and it goes an even a level deeper. If you've ever acted, you really will really get behind a lot of what's going on.
I would think, Joe, if you've ever approached anything with a great deal of anxiety and had a lot riding on opening night, whatever it was,
right?
You could really
relate.
Your character has turned the play down And is, in a way, is he secretly relieved that it might not be, you know, if it turns out to be a hit, he's going to feel like a jerk, right?
It's a very interesting aspect of this character I play, James Wicker, who was played by Nathan Lane on Broadway.
Boy.
Hello, try and step into those shoes. It's going to be a great challenge for me personally, but he's the best friend of the playwright, but he didn't like the play when it was offered to him. And
that was awkward.
Yeah, that was right there would be an awkward situation. And then he sort of got bailed out because he did a TV pilot that then went on, has been running for like 9 seasons. So now he's coming back to see this opening night show. So now he's seen it. And he has, as you might well imagine, has divided emotions. He doesn't, you know, he wants his friend to succeed, but on the other hand, he wants the play to fail so he could be justified in turning it down.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to feel silly if it turns it down.
There's some very interesting dynamics that add to the silliness and craziness of the evening.
Well, because, you know, you have this thing with show folk where, you know, everything's lovey-dovey, but inside it might be quite the opposite, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're saying one thing, and inside you're thinking totally opposite.
Sometimes, you know, the whole idea of turmoil and seething emotions, they lend themselves just as well to comedy as to drama.
And as in most great comedies, there are some very touching and poignant moments in this, you know, and heated moments. It's not just all slapstick and farce. There's some very personal moments that I think people will also relate to.
Because there has to be something at stake, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, comedy just becomes mere farce and just one joke after another. That
right.
doesn't work either.
No, you know? I mean, you could do that for a while, and obviously some one-liners are funny on their own, but when you put them into the whole context of what's happening over the course of this evening, it's pretty, not only hilarious, but pretty deep.
You also, one of the impressions I've gotten about the play is that it allows the playwright to sort of make a few comments about critics and their role.
Oh, does Mr. McNally do that? Yes. You know, and some of the, one particular line I'm thinking of that comes out of the play, a critic says something about the playwright in this our particular production, and he's saying, should I give this away or not? Yeah, might as well, because this really happened to Terrence McNally on his first Broadway play. The critic wrote, "The theater world would be a better place today if Mr. McNally's parents had smothered him in his crib."
Oh, my God.
Now, this is a young Terrence McNally at the time, his first Broadway play, and that's what's printed in the paper.
That's no wonder.
You know, that's a little harsh, yes.
Perhaps a little harsh, yeah. That's sort of extending the critic's role perhaps a little bit more than...
Yeah. So, but it's... And to Mr. McNally's credit, he pokes fun at everybody, not just critics and the actors, but at himself as a playwright and some of his insecurities.
That's the way it's got to be, Joe.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great show.
We're having so much fun with rehearsals. I hope people can come. It runs June 18th, starting a week from tonight, June 18th through the 28th. 11 performances at Hawaii Theater.
I don't think you're going to have real opening night anxieties the way they're portrayed here, at least.
Hopefully not to that degree. We'll have some, of course, butterflies, but that's always very good for an actor.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you, Chris.
Joe Moore, Linda Pearl, and Kathy Foy head the cast of Terrence McNally's It's Only a Play, running at the Hawaii Theater from June 18th to 28th. You can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.